USA Radio News.
During his speech to the American people, President Biden urged Congress to make a number of moves to reduce gun violence in wake of several mass shootings in the country.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. And if we can't ban assault weapons, then we should raise the age to purchase them from 18 to 21.
The speech follows last week's shooting by an 18-year-old gunman who killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary in Uvalde, Texas, and another shooting on Wednesday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where a gunman shot and killed four people and himself at a medical office. A 911 dispatcher has been fired after hanging up a call coming from inside the top store in Buffalo, New York, where a gunman opened fire, killing 10 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider, change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. And you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
The World Health Organization has issued a warning regarding a viral nosebleed infection transmitted by ticks that has already killed 18 people as it continues to spread. The WHO warned of several main symptoms associated with the virus, including profuse bleeding, fever, body aches, dizziness, back pain, headaches, and sore eyes. As one virus numbers are on the rise, another virus numbers are down.
COVID-19 numbers are starting to decline over the last week, both infections and deaths. Hawaii had the highest infection case rate with 89 new reported cases per 100,000 residents. Republican-led states of Oklahoma and South Dakota had the fewest with less than 10 infections per 100,000 residents. COVID-related deaths in the nation last week was roughly 300. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Food and Drug Administration will be looking into a baby formula recall.
The FDA's response to a recall at a baby formula facility in Michigan will be the subject of a new investigation. The Department of Health and Human Services confirming the probe regarding the Abbott Nutrition plant in the southern part of the state. The probe will focus on the FDA's actions before the recall in February. That includes policies when it comes to facility inspections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
AAA has some advice for parents during the 100 deadliest days for young drivers. That's the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day. The Auto Club suggests parents talk to their teens about the dangers of speeding, driving drunk, and distracted driving. They also say one of the best things parents can do is teach by example. AAA says more than 7,100 people died in teen-related summertime crashes from 2011 to 2020. Attorney Michael Avenatti was sentenced to 4 years in prison for defrauding his former client, adult film star Stormy Daniels, out of $300,000. Daniels' current attorney, Clark Brewster, takes issue with people who called Avenatti a good lawyer.
His legal scholarship was seriously in doubt.
Ahead of the sentencing, Avenatti sent an apology letter to Daniels. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.